are listening to the Fundamentalist Podcast.
Until the light takes us, am I right, Bog?
Hello, one and all, and welcome back into the Fundamentalist Podcast, where heavy metal is the law and court is always in session. On the return of Hammer of the Underworld, Richard Donahue and I are going to be giving you the lowdown on all of the best underground heavy metal that we've been listening to in the last couple of weeks, as well as some stuff that may have slipped under the radar that we think you should be aware of. All this and more on the Fundamentalist Podcast, Hammer of the Underworld edition. Richard Donahue, thank you for joining. How are you, sir?
Of course, anytime. I am doing great.
Let's begin on the corpse of an old band that you like, the corpse of Cerebral Rot, might I add. However, fans of the band should not fear, because in their ashes, a phoenix has arisen, a phoenix by the name of Corpus Awful. And obviously, that's like body innards for you nerds out there. Richard, you suggested this. Tell us, why should the people be aware of Corpus Awful?
Because Cerebral Rot was the fucking tits. They're one of the best newer death metal bands that had that swampy, like mid-tempo vibe, but with like kind of the cool melodies of Demi Lich, and just one of the best bands out there in the genre. So lucky I can catch them twice.
You can tell them the truth. It's just because they're signed to 20 bucks spin, your darling label.
Actually, I'm more of a Dark Descent guy myself, but yes. They did definitely pay me for this, and awesome band. And I didn't realize they broke up until they dropped this Friday. Like, Cerebral Rot's dead. Here's a new band, Corpus. I pronounced Awful. Maybe it's awful. Whatever it is, awful. But essentially, this is the same kind of murky shit that Cerebral Rot was. I would say this. I expect more murkier sounding than that. But definitely kind of still has the melodies and shit. It's basically an extension off the last record, Excretia of Mortality. So if you like that, but you want a little swampier, you're going to love this here. And both tracks are killer. Ripe and Psychosis, the first one, and the second one, a Gorging Gastric Descent, which is a fucking really goddamn brutal song name. I prefer Ripe and Psychosis myself, but they're both really killer.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe it was a sign that the release was a little rushed, or if they're just clearly in the early stages, because simply entitling it Demo 2024 doesn't leave a whole lot to the imagination. Or maybe it does. I don't know, depending on how much you want to look into that. Well, when one book closes, another one opens. So Richard Donahue, at least, will be watching Corpus Awful's career with great interest, one might say.
Jeez.
If you guys are into that cavernous death metal shit, I think you should hop on it. Keeping things on the heavy side, I want to turn the listeners' attention to the latest single from Antichrist Siege Machine, and that is entitled Vanquishing Spirit, off their upcoming release, Vengeance of Eternal Fire, which will release April 29th of this year on Profound Lore Records. Kill if you're a fan of any USBM, then you'll know exactly what Antichrist Siege Machine brings: an unrelenting, pummeling, aural assault. Yes. All with you might have guessed by the name, with two big middle fingers up towards the cross and any sort of organized religion. Totally heavy. Gives me real Diocletian vibes. Gives me real Pro Fanatica vibes. Just really heavy, all muted chords. Unrelenting tremolo picking, and of course the more than enough to get any black metal fans appetite wet for the upcoming release. Antichrist Siege Machine's Vanquishing Spirit. Did you get a chance to check this out at all, Richard?
Yeah, I did. I dug it. I'm not a super big fan of it. I actually got to see them up for Demi Lich 2 years ago. Me and my old lady did. I enjoy them. Found a little boring, honestly. I mean, this was like, it's badass and brutal. Like, their merch is great, but I don't know, it just didn't really suck me in. But I didn't like this song, so maybe this will be the album that kind of I get. So I will see the MDF as well this year. So definitely catch on their set.
And on the plus side, the album art is looking sexy, might I say. Check that shit out.
Yeah.
Once again, Antichrist Siege Machine's Vengeance of Eternal Fire coming out April 19th on Profound Lore Records. New single, Vanquishing Spirit. Listen to it now. Speaking of new singles, we have a new single from Veil of Noth is obviously a cool Lovecraft reference coming to us from Ken Sorcerin of Abigail Williams fame, as well as a bunch of other members of Abigail Williams.
Yep.
What, Sans the Bassist?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's essentially the band.
So their last release, I think, was back in 2019. So 5 years later, they are gracing us with a new release entitled Between the Worlds of Life and Death, coming out on Willow Tip Records, May 24th of this year. The single is entitled Burning Light. I was actually pretty impressed by this. I got kind of Septic Flesh vibes from this a little bit. Maybe slightly some Flesh God Apocalypse vibes. And then I was really, really taken aback. Well, not really taken aback, but it really grabbed my attention towards the end with that, where that winding, spiraling, kind of technically minded riff that closes out the song kicks in for like the last 30, 45 seconds or so. Definitely has whet the appetite here. I'm looking forward to hear what more of old Mr. Sorcerer and the boys have been cooking up here. What'd you think?
I like this a lot, actually. I've got to actually see this band twice. I opened up for Rotting Christ, and a year later, or a couple months later, I opened up for Obscura. They killed it both times. Really phenomenal. It's like your factory, like syncopation grew with the technicality, with the black metal. It really, it works the package. Like on paper, sound like weird, but it really flows very well.
The synths, almost dancey, but I don't hate it.
No, there's also a bunch of cool musicians on this record, too. Like Christian Munzer has a solo on here. One of the guitarists from Cradle of Filth. And so I guess some of the songs are written by Wayne Ingram from the progressive death metal band Wilderson, I pronounced it, from up here in Boston. So a really cool guest as well on this album.
Very nice. Once again, that's Between the Worlds of Life and Death, the latest album coming to us from Veil of Noth to release on May 24th. Their new single, Burning Light, is out now. Check it out. Another band that's coming out with a brand new record that we are really big fans of is Ulcerate. They have a new record entitled Cutting the Throat of God, hashtag fuck yeah, coming out June 14th on Debbie Muir Mortai Records. The single is called The Dawn is Hollow, and surprise, it's every bit as badass as their 2020 release, Stare into Death and Be Still. I actually got the cover art reminds me a lot of Ulthe, this German black metal band. And sonically, actually, they have more in common than you might think, despite the fact that Ulcerate is much more into the death metal side of things. A little long, I think it's like 7.5 or 8 minutes, this track, but never gets boring. From start to finish, had me engaged. Richard, what do you think of this single?
It's killer. I mean, I pretty much own all the records. All the records are kind of like death to me. Like, all the records are all really good to great. There's no, like, there's no Stinker. There's no Saint Anger. There's no Cold Lake. There's no just abomination in the catalog. But definitely a little more on the sad boy vibe with like the melody. So that was kind of a cool change up. But still, like, as intense and builds up the atmosphere and the antsy and just killer shit, man.
And were those clean vocals, clean vocals I heard kind of buried in the mix too? Just kind of adding to the atmosphere, I suppose.
Yeah, they're definitely in there. I mean, it's definitely in their wheelhouse. I mean, they've done pretty much straight whole like dissonant jazz, death metal, about as far as they could take it. So why not take some, you know, cool creative art and artistic choices?
If it's anything as good as The Dawn is Hollow and basically everything else that Ulcerate have put out, this latest release, Cutting the Throat of God, is going to be one of the can't-miss records of the year. Really, really looking forward to it. Once again, coming out June 14th. Be on the lookout for that from Debbie Moore, Mortai Productions. Richard, give us another one of your picks.
All right. Another band that I have been very eager to check out is the new Engulfed album. They're on Dark Descent, now one of my favorite labels out there. The name of the record is Unearthly Litanies of Despair.
Yes.
Nice album title. And the album is going to be released April 19th of this year. So the lead single is the first track off this upcoming record, and it's entitled Into the Abyss of Death's Obscurity.
Slaps.
And it's, yes, it is very fucking good, very brutal, but there's still like kind of progressive, kind of melodic elements in the playing and a lot of soul to it. And it balances very well with the brutality and that side of it.
Reminds me a little bit of Deicide. Also gives me a little bit of Demonical vibes. I don't know if you're familiar with that band as well. A little bit more
Swedish band.
Yep. Yeah, a little bit more melody than you would expect from something that's being compared to Deicide, but unrelenting and brutal all the same. I was a big fan of this. I'd never even heard of this band before, but I'll definitely be checking out their previous release. What was the one that the listeners should also be aware of, since you were also turning me on to them?
Just wanted to bring that up. That album is Avengers of the Fallen on Dark Descent. It came out in 2020. It's another phenomenal death metal album that you should check out.
Band fucking tastic. And what's another pick before we move on to a slightly slight genre change, so to speak?
Another band, this is actually a new band that I heard about recently that is signed to Personal Records, which is the guitarist of Majestic Downfall, one of my favorite newer death doom bands from Mexico. It's his label. And the band is called Stargazer. And they played Steel Fest this year in Finland, because I do a lot of people that went, so that's how this band first got my radar.
Uh-oh.
It's the drummer of a Mournful Congregation, one of the best Fuel Doom bands out there, you know, past or present. And it's I would say like progressive black death metal, but almost is also in like a heavy metal, just traditional heavy metal structure. And I believe they're two piece actually. And the shit just rips. It's really catchy, really well written.
Yeah, when you say traditional heavy metal, that's the thing that kind of caught my eye, both in production and kind of a little bit in style too. It was just very 1980s heavy metal at times. The track that you can hear on Bandcamp coming out from this upcoming release is the title track Bound by Spells. And it's killer. A lot more melody than I was expecting.
Yeah, I checked out the track Nautilus, the second track on. It's really killer. It comes out actually on my birthday, May 3rd is when this release is. But I'll definitely be going back in their past catalog to check out some really badass shit.
Fantastic. Steel Fest. And the ominous associations that it brings aside. Let's actually keep it in your wheelhouse one more time. Tell us about Counting Hours, The Wishing Tomb.
Yes, this band has always been kind of hit or miss for me. It's ex-members of the band Rapture, which were a fantastic Finnish death doom band. Their album Futile from 2001 is really a minor classic in that genre that I would highly recommend any fan of death doom. And this one here, it's a bit it's all right. It's one that's not necessarily a miss, but wouldn't say knocked out of the park, but kind of melodic sad boy battle death type stuff. If you dig that, you'll think you'll enjoy it. And the album is actually already out. It came out on February 23rd, and definitely if that's your wheelhouse, I would definitely highly recommend it. But if not, I would honestly skip it. But I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it for what it was.
Fight the ringing endorsement. I just skip it.
Keeping it real, homie.
Speaking of keeping it real, slight tempo change here. I have recently discovered and become a fan of this band called Attic. Now, Attic plays no nonsense, no frills, new wave of British heavy metal, melodic heavy metal from the 1980s, and they make no apologies for it. More specifically, they are Merciful Fate and King Diamond Worship. The haters might say, but I would retort to those haters, what's fucking bad about Merciful Fate and King Diamond? The answer is fucking nothing. Attic slaps. They have a new record coming out, Return of the Witchfinder, and actually they have a new single, the title track, that is out now that you can check out. The album releases April 5th on Van Records. And if you want just some high octane, soaring falsetto vocals with some classic heavy metal energy, Attic has it for you in fucking droves. They have a bunch of other records that are out too, which if this is your style, you can definitely check out, such as Sanctimonious from 2017 and The Invocation from 2012. There's actually another single from this upcoming release, Return of the Witchfinder, entitled Darkest Rites, that is also out that you can listen to now. So if you just want to whet your appetite for the record, there is two singles available for you now. Again, that is Return of the Witchfinder, releasing April 5th, 2024 from Attic. Check that shit out.
Great keeping it as well.
Yes, fantastic production. Keeping it in the classic heavy metal range, there's this band called Castle Rat that I was recently turned on to by a friend of mine. They've played multiple fests kind of around the United States. They're from Brooklyn, New York. They actually do not have a full-length record yet. So, people, underground as underground gets. We are literally watching a band come up in their ascendancy, in their ascendancy. You can say you were a fan from the very beginning. The front woman, known as the Rat Queen, gives like real Frank Frazetta vibe as far as their stage attire.
Oh, wow. I just actually pulled a picture up of them now. That's like some night avant-garde 1980s shit there.
Yes.
Pretty cool, so, actually, imagery.
Yeah, the Rat Queen, the Rat Reaperess, the Count, the Druid, and the Plague Doctor.
Some D&D shit right here.
Yes. I mean, appropriately so, because their lyrical themes revolve around fantasy and the medieval. Yeah. They're currently signed to King Volume Records. They have their full-length record coming out April 12th, entitled Into the Realm. The single Fresh Fur was just recently released, and goddamn, it absolutely slaps. Eye candy aside, it's just great old-fashioned heavy metal with some female vocals. Big, big fan. Very, very catchy. You'll find yourself having these songs on repeat. And there's a couple of actual songs out that you can listen. You can listen to on Spotify as well. Once again, April 24th, Into the Realm, Castle Rat. You won't want to miss this. You can say you got on board from the very beginning. Did you hear those band members' names? Come on, tell me you're not interested at least a little bit. God knows I am. Moving on. Temple of the Fuzz Witch. Now, I mentioned this band on a previous edition of what we've been listening to. They have a full length coming out entitled Apotheosis. It releases April 25th. Most of the songs of the album are actually out now. Ashes, Bow Down, and Cursed have already been released. A third of the record has already been released. So there's six more songs that will be on the 9-song full length record that releases once again April 5th. Much as their name implies, this is some really fuzzed out doom metal with some really catchy songs. Dude. Yeah, it's not like Electric Wizard level of like 9-minute magnum opuses talking about Six, Satan, and the occult. It's more like 3 and 4 minute songs talking about sex, Satan, and the occult. See, totally different. Richard, have you ever gotten a chance to check it out at all?
Yeah, I checked it out. I checked the single out, and it's just really fucking badass, kick ass stoner doom shit. Like, this would be like great, like playing some like seedy fucking bar, dude, a couple of beers, and bang your fucking dick off, dude. Very killer stuff.
Yes, goes together, goes nicely with some psilocybin, let me tell you. Temple of the Fuzz Witch, Apotheosis, releasing April 5th on Ripple Music Records. Check it out. Richard, give us your last couple of suggestions, and then we'll head home with some black metal.
Yes. All right, this is a band I just heard from a couple people posted about online. This band, Dipigus.
Yes.
Yeah, the name of the album is Dipigus. They're from the LA death metal band, and they kind of have the whole Mortician horror. I don't know their songs, but like 4 or 5 songs, like some kind of horror samples in there. But it's really groovy. The fucking guitar play is phenomenal, and it's very interesting production. It's kind of hard to put into words. Like, it's layered, but dense, but also there's a lot of music for the shit to breathe, especially when the solos kick in. It's the bee's knees. The album came out on January 22nd, so it's new shit. So this is definitely made to my list, my top list, top albums of the year so far, very quickly. So this is their third album, and they're about to do a tour of the West Coast as well. So if they play around here, I will definitely be checking them out.
I would agree that the album is super groovy, and I wasn't expecting it, especially looking at the album cover. I was expecting more like primitive death metal, which I guess in a way there is some of that here, but there's much more than meets the eye, as you've already mentioned. From the very first track, Perverse Termination, Bulb of Force, really grabs a hold of you. It's got, and as you also stated, there's a lot of interesting dynamics at play here. The band does not do the same thing over and over as you might expect of a death metal band, especially a modern death metal band. It really tries and succeeds at keeping your attention, keeping things fresh, even if you might have assumed you had this band figured out. Really good shit. 10 songs, 40 minutes. Pleasantly surprised by this record, let me tell you.
Yeah, definitely check that shit out. That's on off of Crypt of the Wizard Records, which is a UK-based label as well. And another band I've been hearing quite a bit about who just dropped a new record this past Friday would be this band Apparition off of Profound War Records. And their style of death metal is very, very cavernous, very brutal, but they do this like melodic sense of progressivism as well. So it much like the Dipigus, they're not a one trick pony as you would be led to believe. The name of the record is Disgrace Emanations from a Tranquil State. What were your thoughts on these
cavernous song? Cavernous, yes. And I was halfway to disregarding this release a little bit, like a lot of the other cavernous death metal that's so fucking popular these days. But about halfway through the opening track, Asphyx Creation, it really started to open up, kind of blossom, if you will. And then by the time track two, Imminent Expanse of Silence and Not, or Not, kicked in, the grooviness really settled in. And I realized that I had this band pigeonholed incorrectly. There's actually a lot more at work here. Even if the vocals aren't entirely my cup of tea, you know, the one, the really saturated, quote unquote, cavernous death metal styling that is all the rage these days. For what reason, I cannot fathom, but it's here.
Incantation worship, baby. All incantation worship. Everyone's trying to beat Onward to Golgotha. You're never going to beat it. So just quit fucking trying, dude. It's a metal, a death metal masterpiece for a reason. You can get close, but you're never going to top it, man.
Vocal quibbles aside, there's a really enjoyable death metal record here underneath the vocal layer. Sorry to the vocalist, bro. Not hating. Six tracks, 38 minutes. As Richard said, the record actually released 2 days ago. We're recording this on Sunday the 24th, so it released March 22nd on Profound Lore. If you want some really groovy death metal with some nice technical underpinnings, yes, check this shit out. You could do a lot worse than Disgrace Dominations from a Tranquil State by Apparition. Let's close out the episode with three black metal picks. The first one is actually something I should have spoken about a little while ago, and that was the single Wanderer from Kecht Arrak. Kecht Arrak obviously kind of exploded into the scene consciousness with his album Pale Swordsman back in 2021. Ever since then, people have been really anticipating the latest release, and now the first single is out. I assume there's a new record coming out this year, but I don't see anything announced on Encyclopedia Metallum or anything like that. However, hope springs eternal that if you're already putting out singles, that hopefully it's the sign of more material to come. Wanderer is very much in the vein of the aforementioned Pale Swordsman. Very lo-fi melodic black metal with some extras, some romantic sad boy goth vibes, little pianos.
Yeah.
Very cult production, necro, if you will, all about melancholy, love, loss, everything you might expect from sad boy gothic vampires with swords.
Vampiric black metal.
That's right. Check out the single Wanderer from Kecht Arrak. If you like his other material, you're going to fucking love this. Speaking of medieval black metal with a tinge of melody, one of my new darling record labels is Wolves of Hades. They were responsible for the magnificent Eternal Sorcery album from One of Nine last year.
Yeah, a huge so fan of. Good, dude. So stoked to see them next month. Oh, fucking ready, dude.
They have another wonderful band in their stable entitled called Dodesrit, who just released their latest album, Nocturnal Will, also 2 days ago, March 22nd. Six songs, 43 minutes of melodic black metal. I'm not going to say perfection, but it's damn near. Even, I don't care that there's multiple songs that are over 10 minutes long.
The first song is 10 minutes long.
It is. And really, it's actually really only five songs because the third one is just like a little 44-second interlude. So yeah, the other songs are fucking long as shit. It doesn't matter. From start to finish, opening track to the very end, Urjala, I think the first track is called, and then the eponymous track, Celestial Will. Just phenomenal. Triumphant, fist-pumping, melodic black metal. I'll have you ready to take up arms with the boys charging into the fields. Or maybe it'll just have you get up and put the record back on for another spin after it's over. However you choose to enjoy your Dodesrit, it's up to you. However, I think you'll still enjoy it all the same. Richard, what were your thoughts?
I was able to check out the opening track on it. And it's very melodic, very beautiful, very, very produced very well. Almost like indie elements, but the modest is really impressive. Even the vocals, sometimes I go to like the cleans, but it doesn't necessarily come off as cheesy. Like it works. They're not like trying to do like a clean chorus part to bring the ladies in or whatever. But very much enjoyed the first track and definitely digging more in this record in the coming weeks.
Definitely check that shit out. That's Nocturnal Will from Dodesrit. Finally, the final entry on this Hammer of the Underworld edition of the Fundamentalist podcast is a solo black metal project. It's entitled Guts for Lots. That's God Forsaken in the lovely Danish language, for those of you who might have been wondering. Back in 2022, this beautiful bastard released an amazing record entitled Friendship, Love, and War. It was released on Night of the Pale Moon Records, mostly on cassette, by the way, so extra cult points. And much like Dodesrit and Eternal Sorcery, medieval themed melodic black metal, that's exactly what this is. But there's also some like classic heavy metal vibes in here with some of the leads and some of the energy that kind of bursts through.
Yeah.
Richard, you kind of mentioned it, that it almost had like a indie black metal vibe.
It did, dude. There are certain parts that also remind like the Black Keys or some shit. I'm not even gonna lie. Like it's especially the opening track, like the middle section song with guitar solo is like it's like some 60s sounding shit. Like it was very jarring, but it was once you like just let it happen, you're like, wow, this is actually really fucking cool.
It is. It's very unique. And the track you were talking about is Ride Forever in the Shadow of the Mountain. Yes. But I also want to shout out tracks The Tower of the Moon, Beyond Where They May Follow, The Criminal and His Willing Sacrifice in Repentance, and Heads Bowed in Silent Prayer. Those are just the cream of the crop. However, all 11 tracks on this record are fantastic. I'm really looking forward to going back in and listening to the back catalog of this band because I'm floored, enraptured with this artist now. Friendship, Love, and War, Guts for Lot, released back in 2022. You can find it anywhere, Bandcamp, Spotify. If you like your sword-wielding melodic black metal with a tinge of avant-garde uniqueness, I suppose, some off-the-wall influences coming in every now and then, this is for you. You could do a lot worse. Not sure you can do a whole lot better. Guts for Lot, Friendship, Love, and War. Check it out. And with that being said, that's going to do it for Hammer of the Underworld Part 3. I think this is the third Hammer of the Underworld that we did. Is there some underground as fuck band that you think we should be aware of that you want to share with the world? Let us know by sending us a message to thefundamentalistpodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Spotify with our Q&A responses after every episode. You can talk to us on Instagram at the Fundamentalist Podcast or on Facebook under the exact same handle. Richard Donahue, thank you so much for joining. Do you have any final words to leave our dear listeners with?
Well, I did some very good news last night, last night when I was drinking all day, being a dickhead. My buddy Paul, who I've mentioned before, messaged me. He went to LSU this weekend and ran to Bear Gambling, who's the guitarist of Daylight Dies, which is one of those underrated best American death doom bands ever. And it's been probably over nearly 10 years since the new record. And apparently, in his conversation with Mr. Gambling, he mentioned that they have pretty much a whole record demo. So the possibility of it coming out in 2025. So I was fucking elated to find that out. So I'm a massive fan of that band. Plus a chance to see them live again, because they haven't performed in years. And they already got their dues, in my opinion, for, you know, doing that European death and stuff so well, like giving us a little credit in that scene. So that made me very fucking happy. So who did that in 2025? Maybe. I fucking hope so.
Oh yeah. One last entry in the Hammer of the Underworld for you, the little bonus for you, the cherry on top, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be speaking with you next time.